Welcome back to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, or text us anytime. I want to get through a couple numbers here real quick. Just to give you an idea, just to run back to the minimum wage, here's the question to give you the context, everybody.
Yes.
On minimum wage, some people say the minimum wage should be raised to help low-income workers get by. Others say raising the minimum wage will lead to businesses to cut jobs. Given these arguments, do you support or oppose raising the minimum wage? And on average, in 11 polls from 2014 to 2019, you're at 57%. 57% approving.
Approve. Support
solid,
that.
So supported.
Even with the information on there that it could potentially.
Yes.
With the argument saying that businesses might need to cut jobs.
Yep.
Which is not a guarantee.
That's correct.
That's correct.
You want to move to Badger Care expansion, or like I've been told it's Badger Care expansion.
Yeah. So we got two different questions here. So the first one, back in 2014, should Wisconsin reject federal funds to expand Medicaid for those just over the poverty line, or should the state accept the federal funds and expand Medicaid to cover those up to 133% of the poverty line?
Listen, when somebody hands me money, I've learned, don't ask questions, just say thank you so much and take it. That's just it. You do that. So let's see what the people say.
Yeah. And so the people said in August 2014 poll, the majority, 58%, said accept the funds and expand, and 29% said reject the funds. 12% did say they didn't know. So there's still a pretty big margin there of don't know. But that is a almost 60%. Again, that's 3 out of 5 voters saying yes, accept it.
In 5 polls in 2014, it's pretty much
58% was the lowest amount.
Yeah.
It went 58, 61, 61, 60, 60.
It's pretty much 60% wants to expand Badger Care with federal funds.
And then you've got the other 40% either.
Under 30% say no, and then about 10% say I have no idea.
Right. And so in a healthy democracy, we should have the 60% of individuals.
And that's a no-brainer either. That's just an easy, take the money, put it in the funds, and then you have better, and then everybody's just move on.
Right.
And then you when you say Republicans, and then when you say people living off of, you know, living off the teat of the government, you can actually say they're at least taken care of, so let's go and move on other way.
Yeah. But Brian, that was as far back as 2014. So that was a while ago. Let's jump up.
Let's see. Now that they've been demonized for years, let's see where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's a new question here in 2019.
Should Wisconsin accept federal funds to expand Medicaid, also called Badger Care, in order to cover those incomes up to 138% of the poverty line, or should the state reject federal funds and not expand Medicaid coverage beyond the poverty line as it is now?
So they basically reversed the question.
They did. They flipped it, and I believe some of the percentages changed in this question as well. It went from 133 to 138. So I think there was a slight change in what was being offered. So a slightly different question, but generally the same premise.
And the numbers went up on the acceptance. The numbers went up on the acceptance in 2019. In January, it was 62% accepted. In April, it was 70% accepted, with 25 and 23 respectively rejecting.
So now a quarter or less of people saying reject.
It was hovering around 30, and then after like years of demonizing, it dropped even lower. So that's the Republican strategy has worked against themselves, but then they vote for Republicans to get in a majority in the assembly, which brings us to redistricting.
Yeah.
And this is a huge key issue, especially since the census data came out and we're talking about redrawing maps this year.
Yeah.
Lots of fun in the courts.
Hopefully this year. Hopefully not next year. Let's hope we can get this process done. And so, we want to talk about this issue. Obviously, redistricting doesn't happen except for every decade. So there's not a whole lot of polling from over the last decade. But we do have two recent polls from 2019 and 2020.
The thing I hate about redistricting is that it for me is like that trope of walking into, like in that romantic comedy of when your hero has some evil girl coming on to him or whatever, and then his girlfriend walks in and she sees them in flagrante. Oh my goodness, there! But it's really not what it seems. And then he has to spend the rest of the freaking show or movie
explaining
that it wasn't what it seemed. So every time I'm explaining what redistricting is, or like things like voter ID laws and stuff like that, I feel like I'm explaining, no, it was it really didn't seem like it, whatever. Because it's complicated, and there's a lot of obfuscation. So let's read the question, get to the results, and then let's go to Ronnie. So as you may know, redistricting involves redrawing maps of legislative districts for the state legislature and for Congress. In your opinion, who should be responsible for drawing legislative districts, the state legislature and governor, or a nonpartisan commission? So these are interesting numbers.
Yeah.
You got, in 2019... 18% legislature and governor, 72% nonpartisan commission, and 10% didn't know. And then in 2020, 20% said no, 70% said nonpartisan commission, and 9% didn't know. That's overwhelmingly, and that's bipartisan as well.
Those are exacerbatingly bipartisan numbers, Brian. So we should have a nonpartisan redistricting commission, right? That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you'd think.
You'd think.
Let's go to Ronnie. How you doing, Ronnie? How you feeling?
Oh, living the dream, man.
I'm dreaming I'm alive.
You're feeling... You are alive, man. So I'm wondering, I'm a little worried about next year's gubernatorial race. You know, it's probably going to be Rebecca Clefish. And, you know, she's the darling. She's the cutie pie, you know, all that stuff. And then there's Tony, who's kind of... You know, I got his back, but you got to admit, he's kind of milquetoast. So I'm wondering, can Normal get another marijuana initiative on the ballot between now and the election next fall, you know, so that we can cement his victory again? If that's what did it, let's put it on the ballot again.
From what I understand, it may have to be another group or at least a couple other people that work, because I think some of those folks have moved on or at least gone on to different things. Thank you very much for the call, Ronnie. We definitely have at least something going on. Maybe our next guest has a couple ideas as to how to make that work out in our favor. Rep. Sarah Rodriguez is coming in. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Brian and Luke. Luke and Brian, either way, we're having a great time.
We're here and we're dueling these tangents. We'll be right back.
too many times. Now hang me up to dry.